radio masers on WXOMA, hints of a Neptune-sized planet, or magnetospheric reconnection, by Robert D. Kavanagh et al. The nearby M dwarf WXOMA has recently been detected at radio wavelengths with LOFAR. The combination of its observed brightness temperature and circular polarization fraction suggests that the emission is generated via the electron-cyclotron maser instability. Two distinct mechanisms have been proposed to power such emission from low-mass stars, either a subalfvenic interaction between the stellar magnetic field and an orbiting planet, or reconnection at the edge of the stellar magnetosphere. In this paper, we investigate the feasibility of both mechanisms, utilizing the information about the star's surrounding plasma environment obtained from modeling its stellar wind. Using this information, we show that a Neptune-sized exoplanet with a magnetic field strength of 10 to 100 g orbiting at 0.0340 can accurately reproduce the observed radio emission from the star, with corresponding orbital periods of 7.4 days. Due to the stellar inclination, a planet in an equatorial orbit is unlikely to transit the star. While such a planet could induce radial velocity semi-amplitudes from 7 to 396 meters S1, it is unlikely that this signal could be detected with current techniques due to the activity of the host star. The application of our planet-induced radio emission model here illustrates its exciting potential as a new tool for identifying planet-hosting candidates from long-term radio monitoring. We also develop a model to investigate the reconnection-powered emission scenario. While this approach produces less favorable results than the planet-induced scenario, it nevertheless serves as a potential alternative emission mechanism which is worth exploring further. This was Radio Masers on WXOMA, Hints of a Neptune-sized Planet or Magnetospheric Reconnection, by Robert D. Kavanagh et al.